السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: الله يتوفى الأنفس حين موتها والتي لم تمت في منامها فيمسك التي قضى عليها الموت ويرسل الأخرى إلى أجل مسمى إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. ونبي برزة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يكره النوم قبل العشاء والحديث بعدها، رواه البخاري. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made day and night. And the reason and wisdom behind it, that during the day we should work and at night we should rest. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, it is out of His mercy that He has made for you the night and the day, that you may rest therein during the night, and that you may seek His bounty during the day, and in order that you may be grateful. Another place which I just recited, ayat of Surah Az-Zumar 42, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it is Allah who takes away the souls at time of their death and those who die not during the sleep. He keeps those souls for which He has ordained death and sends the rest for a term appointed. Verily, these are the signs of people who think deeply. It means every individual who sleeps at night, his, her soul travels to the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by the command of Allah ta'ala returns back into the body in the morning. This happens every day. This is why some of the ulama said there are two kind of ruh or two kind of soul. One soul remains in the body all the time, and one soul goes ups and downs. So every night the second soul goes to the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and comes back in the morning. So everyone knocks at the door of death every night. That's why it is said there is no guarantee of tomorrow. Who knows about tomorrow? Because sleep is the sister of death, and it is the rehearsal of the death. That's why they say the life is just one day. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Your soul will come back into your body or not. And we find so many examples. Person was talking, laughing, joking, eating. He slept, and in the morning he did not wake up. He's gone. It happens. It can happen to us also. So Rahmatul Alameen, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, taught us a beautiful dua when you wake up. When you sleep, we should say, Allahumma bi ismika amutu wa ahya. That, O Allah, with your name, I die and I become alive. You see the significance of the dua, the words selected by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should ponder upon it. Here in this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the mouth, death first, and then alive. Allahumma bi ismika amutu. O Allah, with your name, I am dying. Wa ahya. And then, if you wish, I will be alive tomorrow morning.
See, reminder of the death. Reminder of the death. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "Akthiru hadhim al-lasat al-maut." You must excessively remember the thing which will break down your wishes, your desires, your lust for this dunya. And what is that? Hadhim al-lasat, destroyer of the pleasure, is the maut, the death. That's why in one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, if a person remembers death 100 times, according to one hadith, 70 times, during the day, every day, inshallah, he will die on Kalima Shahada. So remembering death is very, very essential for us to cut off the pleasures of this dunya and worldly affairs. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taught us this dua, that Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. When you wake up, you must read this dua. The first thing, this word should come out from your mouth, that all praises due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has granted us life after death. Ahyana ba'dama amatana. We were sleeping like we were dead. And because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we regain our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted one extra day for us to prepare for hereafter. Do you ever notice, we're sleeping every night, right? But do you ever notice that the night, at night, first you feel laziness, then you yawn, then you turn off your light, and then you sleep. So this is the system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instilled in human beings. It is proven by science that there are three levels of sleeping. There are three levels of sleeping. First, REM sleep, going from upwards to downwards. Second, rapid movement. And third is a deep sleep. After dipping in the third stage, then only a person can see the dream. In this category, a human body becomes motionless. The brain disables the activities of the organs and the muscles. If there is a moment, then a person who sees the dream will start walking and following whatever he is dreaming. But we see when a person is dreaming, he is not doing anything. But in a dream, he is walking, laughing, going. But because of his motionless, the brain is disabled, his organs. That's why he cannot do anything. In the deep sleep, the brain discontinues the hearing system. The voice does enter in the ear, but the brain doesn't process that voice. Mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, a person will wake up because of that noise. He won't be able to sleep properly. His sleep will be disrupted. At that time, when a person is in deep sleep, a temperature of blood also changes. Meaning, in the deep sleep, a person goes very close to the death. Allah Ta'ala brings him back from that end every morning, grants him a new day to prepare for hereafter. Alhamdulillah. So sleep is a very great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must ask those people who got lots of wealth, millionaires, but they can't sleep at night. They have to take the pills and tablets, sleeping tablets, in order to sleep. So if you are sleeping without tablets, without medicine, it is very great bounty for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that bounty. Generally, a person spends one third of his life in sleeping. One third of his life goes into sleeping, doing nothing. For example, if a person is 75 years of age, so out of 75 years, 25 years, he spent in sleeping.
To sleep early after Isha is a great favor in tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because those who don't sleep early, they suffer from lots of disease. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha said that Bilal Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't like to sleep before Isha, and he didn't like to talk unnecessary worldly talk after Isha. Two things. We should not have the habit of sleeping before Isha. Some of the brothers, they get tired after job and they just lie down on the bed and they sleep after dinner. In that case, they miss Isha prayer. Then they wake up after 12 or 1 o'clock because they were tired. That's why Rasulullah said, it is makruh, it is undesirable to sleep after Maghrib before Isha. Yes, you pray your Isha, then immediately after Isha, don't waste your time talking, gossiping, chatting in today's time. That is unnecessary and it is regarded disliked by Rasulullah. Average sleeping for a child is 12 to 15 hours because he doesn't have to pay any bill. He just enjoys sleeping. No worry, no concern. Childhood is the best period of the life. So he just enjoys his sleeping. He sleeps 12 to 15 hours. And that is necessary for his organs to develop. This is the system of Almighty Allah. From the age of 15, when he becomes adult, up till the age of 40 years, he needs 7 hours every night. 7 hours. After the age of 40 years, it needs at least 6 hours. 6 hours sleeping is necessary for everyone in adulthood. So what is the best time of sleeping? According to scientific research, the best time to sleep is between 10 to 11 p.m. We should rather sleep immediately after Isha. Isha is 9:30 or 10 o'clock. So between 10 and 11, it is said the best time to sleep. If a person is delaying sleep after 12, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, then it's damaging his body. So it is said the best time to sleep is between 10 to 11 p.m. Those who sleep early, their heart remains healthy. Those who sleep early, it's proven by science. I'm not talking by myself. Those who are sleeping early, their heart remains healthy. They don't face heart attacks. Sugar and cholesterol also remain under control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has installed a body clock in a human body. We don't think about it, but there is a body clock fit in our body. It starts body repair work after 10 p.m. It is designed to such an extent that it starts working at night after 10 p.m. He does graveyard job. Because during the day, a lot of damages take place in our eyes, in our brain, in body, muscles, etc. So all those damages, like car, it needs to overhaul, oil change and repair, etc., maintenance. So during the day, whatever happens to our body,